Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is King at Jeromny. He is Ski at TSB Ski. Tweet at us if you want to give us your movie suggestions. Better way to do that would be to join our Discord, which is Sports Brewery in Discord. Find it. Join it. If you need an invitation, we can send you one. But it's not difficult. It's an app. Download the app. Search for Sports Brewery. There we are. We do our sports podcast live every week, usually Thursday, sometimes Wednesday. That is twitch.tv/TSBpod. If you would like to follow that, you can also subscribe, which is cool because it gives us money. Give us money. You know what that's a reference to?
Parks and Rec.
Yes. Thank you. Good. Glad we're on the same page. All right. So do that. If you miss those streams, you can watch them on YouTube. I edit down some of the segments from them too, put them on there so you can watch those later if you want to. And again, because why the hell not? ThinkJinx.com for all of your dog food needs. ThinkJinx.com for all your dog food needs. There you go. You might have messed up, Joe. You might have messed up because I'm not going to stop talking about you until you tell me to. So, because you're feeding my puppy, baby. Come on. Speaking of dogs.
As long as John King gets to keep doing ad reads also. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe that's what he's what's going to get him to tell us to stop.
What do you mean? My ad read on Thursday was great.
It was flawless. It was very good.
I was like Garth in Wayne's World. Had all the product. It's like people only do this stuff for money. Really sad.
It's just really sad, you know?
Just really sad.
I do everything for dog treats because I'm a fur daddy, as we've established. So, our movie this week, speaking of doges, John Wick 3 Parabellum, because it's John Wick July, even though the first one was in June. Movie came out in 2019. It is currently on Peacock, as are all of the John Wick movies, other than Ballerina, which is still in theaters, I think. This movie has a 89% on Rotten Tomatoes, 7.4 on IMDb, and a 73 on Metacritic. I don't know that any of these have bad scores. It's kind of wild. This movie, again, stars... What's that?
So this franchise is... on its way.
Yeah. On its way down?
Yes, in my eyes.
Did you see Ballerina? Because it's
I have not
great.
Seen Ballerina. But that's cool. that's like a
he's
side
in
story, isn't it?
He's in it. Yeah. Well, it's tied into one of the characters that's introduced in this movie. So the we'll get to it. Speaking of the cast, this movie stars Keanu Reeves as John Wick, obviously. Halle Berry makes her first appearance as Sophia. Ian McShane back as Winston, Lawrence Fishburne back as the Bowery King, Mark Dukakis, there you go, thank you, plays Zero. You will recognize him probably as the host of Iron Chef, and also the Iron Chef Return on Netflix. That's where I first saw him. He is also in Cradle to the Grave, also
in
Brotherhood
of
the Wolf, which is like a really rad movie that I like. But yeah.
Is Cradle to the Grave a DMX vehicle?
And Jet Li. Uh-huh.
Jet Li,
yeah, okay.
Yep.
All right.
Exactly.
God, man, the 90s. It's got a black guy and a martial artist from Asia. And just
all you need.
Put them together.
It's a formula
simpler times.
Because it works. That's right.
Simpler times.
Yep. Asia Kate Dillon plays the adjudicator. Lance Reddick back as Sharon, which he actually said his name in this movie. So how about that? Angelica Houston shows up as the director. She is what leads into Ballerina, that movie. So she's in it. That's where D'Armas comes from. So there you go.
It is weird to see Angelica Houston not in a Wes Anderson movie.
True.
Because I don't know if I've really seen her outside of Wes Anderson movies in the last.
Well, yeah, other than Adam's Family, right?
That was over 20
years ago. That was like
years
40
ago.
Years ago. Yeah.
Or 30 years ago, at least.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it was cool to see her in something. Like, because again, like I think to your point, she hadn't been in anything in a really long time. So
Gardner as well.
dust off Angelica Houston for John Wick 3 and Ballerina. Saeed Tagmao played the elder.
Well, this isn't live,
He's
so.
the high table guy. Jerome Flynn played Barada. Jason Mantzoukas plays the TikTok man. Let's see. Boban Marjanovic played Ernest, who was like the first
Boban. Yeah.
hitman he fought. Great, great, great. And then two guys I wanted to mention, Yayan Ruhian and Sessip Arif Rahman. They played the shinobi guys. They were the guys who were essentially the main hitmen guys for Zero, the short guys, like the really short guys who he fought in the scene with the.
Why are they short? Because they're Asian? Is that what
No,
you're
I'm
saying here,
saying
Mark?
they are exceedingly short, both of them. But they are in the Raid movies and they are like fucking awesome, which is why I pointed it out.
They've got to be stuntmen as
They are.
well.
And
It
yeah,
seems
and
like.
in
Like, sir, are you
in
trying to say their growth was stunted? Like, this is weird, guys. What are you doing?
Yeah, why are we focusing on the shortness? I
Short
don't
King
understand.
era. Like,
Yeah.
we are in the Short King era. What
We
is
are
going on?
indeed. We are indeed. Yes. All right, so movie written and directed by the same team, but this time Derek Kolstad got help with the screenplay. So Shay Hatton, who also wrote Army of the Dead, Day Shift, and Rebel Moon, which he basically works with Zack Snyder, it sounds like. So, and then Chris Collins, who wrote On the Wire and Sons of, or sorry. He wrote On the Wire and Sons of Anarchy.
Heard
And
on a
basically,
wire.
yeah, I was gonna say, like, did I read my, yes, I did read it wrong. Yes. He wrote On the Wire, which is sort of a big deal, and Sons of Anarchy, which is sort of a big deal. Also, Mark Abrams, who wrote on Entourage, helped write this movie. So four guys.
Also, at one point, pretty big deal.
So they sort of like they started writing together on this one, and then also wrote together on the fourth one, and sort of became a team. So that's a
Are you
thing.
guys embarrassed that at one point you liked Entourage?
Little,
First season's acceptable. First couple seasons.
a little, yeah. It's
If you stuck with Entourage through its completion, then yes.
correct. Correct.
Feel like Piven was always okay. Yeah,
Yeah.
he didn't change his character. There wasn't much character arc with him.
Yeah. I think if you look at it from the outside looking in, you're like, it's a TV show based on Mark Wahlberg's life in Hollywood. That, in and of itself, should be a reason to not like the show. Like, and so what we should have done going into it has been like, yeah, that doesn't sound good at all. I don't want to watch that. But
It was a different time. It was a
it was
different
a
time.
different time, and we were younger and into different things. Yeah.
I think Emmanuel Chariqui just like dragged that show on for like three seasons.
It really did. Like, get on my back and follow me
Yeah.
to money.
No, the
Yeah.
kids were in college getting Stafford loans at that point. It was a wild time.
Wild
It
times.
was a
Yeah.
wild time.
That's right. Not even loans. We're getting grants. Jeez, Pell grants. We're getting Pell
Grants.
grants. Yeah. God. Let's see. Movie again directed by Chad Stahelski, who what I learned in researching this movie was apparently Keanu Reeves' stunt double in the Matrix movies. So that's how they got to know each other.
Woke movies. Yeah.
Wild, wild. Weird, wild stuff. Let's see. Budget for this movie, $75 million. Guess how much it made? Third one.
400.
Good guess. How about you, Kay?
450.
327.7. So yeah, it's significantly more than the other movies. So it
Wait.
is officially, once we get the third one, it is officially. So let's see. First one made 86. And then the second one made 174. So we're growing exponentially here in the millions. So we'll see.
I
We'll
know,
see.
like, the dollar is different now than it was in 2019. But when
Sure.
I hear these things that from movies that were not that long ago and were better, like hearing that, like, whatever this fucking Jurassic World movie is, has made like $400 million already, crazy.
Very
Again, I
crazy.
know different prices, dollars different, got it, but
Yeah.
I mean, Oklahoma City is paying three guys about $600 million.
I'm
So
just saying, yeah,
I think it's
like
more. Yeah.
this when this movie came out, Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow were in college. Like it wasn't that long ago.
Before COVID. Isn't that wild to
Yeah,
think
it's right
about?
before COVID. Yeah.
It's wild. Yeah. This is the movie I think we can say, sort of, with the plot and the things that are in this movie, they definitely sort of jump the shark on a lot of things.
That's
Like there are things in this movie that don't make sense. And like, but they're cool. And so they just were like, fuck it. Let's throw it in the movie. And like the horse stable in the middle of New York City, like, and him riding through the streets of New York City on a horse and like kicking people in the face with a horse.
I
Like
feel like I
fucking
saw
awesome.
Wade. I just want to say, I feel like I saw Wade Boggs run on a horse
Yeah.
run through New York City in
Yes.
like '96. So,
Wouldn't that be so great if you asked the writers what their influence was?
fucking Wade Boggs.
washed up Wade
Yeah.
Boggs.
Wade Boggs in uniform riding a horse through New York City. Like, what is happening?
That's insane.
But there was so many things in this movie that were like that. Like I wrote a couple of them down too, because like there were plot things that happened that just like him, like even little things. Like at the start of this movie, he's on the run. Like all the cool thing about all these movies is they literally go right into the next one. So this one, he's running with his dog, like he was at the end of the last movie. It wasn't raining and it wasn't nighttime at the end of the last movie, but that's fine. Like whatever, that's cool. Gets in the taxi cab and gives the taxi driver one of those coins. The fuck? Like why?
Told you. All New York City is just assassins. Everyone there
Everybody
is
knows.
involved in this. Yes.
Take my dog to the Continental and make sure he's taking.
Take my dog to the.
Like, so when he puts his hand up, are the taxi drivers, do they know, oh, that's an assassin. I'm not going to pick that guy up. That's for
That's
the
John Wick.
assassin taxi drivers. Yeah.
John Wick's not excommunicado yet, so it's
Excommunicado.
Connor. Yeah. That's, by the way, Boban, speaking of the code, Boban breaking the code, starting a little bit early, jumping the gun there. Like, who's going to know the difference? Like, fucking Boban. I do like that they didn't make us wait for what I was looking forward to probably the most in this movie, which is Mandzukas TikTok man. That's right away. They jump right into that. He's like speaking gibberish, and then he goes, TikTok, Mr. Wick, TikTok.
Again, because every homeless person in New York is some underground network person.
They work
Yeah.
for the Bowery King.
The Bowery
Right.
King, yeah.
No time to dilly-dally, Mr. Wick. Ah, Jason Mantzoukas. Mwah.
Fucking, well, like I said, this movie is starting to get on its way to Fast and Furious level. You know,
So
early
that's
Fast and early Fast and Furiouses, they, you know, weren't absurd yet. You know, they had some plot, you know, actual plot, and they had, you know, cool things with the plot. That's what early Fast and Furious was. Then it became, oh, we're gonna get rid of the plot and just go for absurd things. So far, John Wick through these three movies hasn't gone to the
Yeah.
extreme over the top ridiculous stuff yet, but it's trending in that direction.
I think what they have to do, they absolutely have to, for these movies to continue to be successful, is they have to make the action better. And they have to, like, sh they have to essentially invent new things for each movie that are awesome and you've never seen before. Otherwise, they're not going to be successful
Yeah,
because
just reinvent movie magic is what they have
they
to
keep and they and to be fair to them, they sort of keep doing it. They sort of keep upping the levels of stunts, upping the levels of the action.
I
Like the
disagree. I disagree. I thought this
go ahead.
movie, I outside of Halle Berry with the two dogs,
Yeah.
really, really cool.
Really, really cool. And the scene where she was fighting the guy and she said the command and
To
she was
get
like
him.
knelt over and it jumped off her back up like a 20-foot like roof to kill a guy. That's awesome. And when the that whole scene where she and John are like getting out of Barada's, area or whatever. Like, again, you shoot a dog, you deserve, and all of your henchmen deserve to die. And so they
The
fucking
dog
take them
was
all out.
fine, though. It's
The dog
like,
was fine. The dog wears armor, which is fucking
yeah.
great. Which her character, frankly, is awesome. Like, I have zero qualms with Halle Berry's acting in this movie, her character in this movie. I thought it was awesome. Like, training dogs like that is incredibly cool. And all the action that they did for them was incredibly cool, in my opinion.
Like I said, I agree. That part was awesome.
Yes.
Everything else, though, the thing that was getting me the most is when he first escapes from the library after he kills
After he kills
Boban,
Boban, yeah.
and
Which,
he's got
by the way, the jaw being
job
broken and then breaking his
oh.
nasty. Boban had a
So,
good death, you
yeah.
know?
So then he runs into that like museum, I guess it would be. I don't know what an antique place. I don't know. And
Oh,
he spent.
real quick. Can we not move past the library yet? So the reason he goes into the library is to get a book that he put a picture of his wife and some like necklaces in.
Yeah,
Like,
that's where he hides stuff. Yeah.
why? Why would you put that stuff in a book in the New York library? Why?
Because no one would look there.
But why in a book in the New York library? Like, you don't have safes anywhere?
Wait.
Like, you could, like,
Got to have
I mean,
something out and about.
have you ever seen the show You on Netflix?
What is it? You.
You.
You. I don't think so.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
Okay.
If you've seen it, you know the libraries and safes in your home, not safe.
Okay.
Have you seen it, Ski?
I have not seen it, but
Just
I mean,
saying.
anybody, any like
Pop
book.
culture references, tough around here, man. Jesus Christ.
Like any book organizer in a library could like stumble upon that stuff at
Again,
any
you're
point.
trying to plot hole. Guess the whole
Yeah.
city's run by assassins.
Okay.
So
All right.
obviously
Fair.
the library's run by
Fair.
assassins.
Okay.
But
Go back to what you were saying. I
so he's in
apologize.
that like antique place, and
Also, time
that
out, time out, time out. You live with a woman, Ski. I do not believe you've never seen you.
she
I
watched
don't.
all of you. She loves you.
Okay.
I did not watch it.
She
Oh, she
loves
does?
you.
Oh,
Oh, I'm
how
flattered.
about that?
Yeah.
Love
You've
is a
seen
strong
you. She
word.
loves you. Boom. Kiss me.
All right. King, I think you're fine. Love is a strong word.
The affirmation. I appreciate it. Carry on.
So he finds those like old tiny guns there, like the case of it, and spends 5 minutes like Frankensteining together this weapon because he doesn't have a gun on him, and uses it once and kills the guy.
One
And
shot.
then, but that was like, all right, whatever. That they wanted to try to make something cool there. But that entire fight sequence where he's fighting all those guys,
With the knives and stuff? Yeah.
those guys have guns. There's guns just thrown about the ground. He refuses to pick up any gun and just shoot guys. It's
His
just like.
goal was to prevent them from picking up guns with the knives. I'm sorry, Ski. Did you not
No.
enjoy that knife fight?
No, because that's what I'm saying. It's so over the top that they're trying to have these ridiculous action sequences when it's just like,
I think there's a code, man.
yeah.
Oh, there's a code. He can't.
In a
Yeah.
city
Another
amongst
code.
assassins, there must be codes.
You can't use a gun in a knife fight. Sorry, man.
Exactly.
It's
Yeah.
part
They
of the
had
code.
guns. They had guns.
They
That's what I'm
did.
saying.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, the scene, that whole cool scene with Halle Berry where they're going through like the bazaar.
Yeah.
He's picking up ammo and guns off people like it's nothing.
Yeah.
So this was just them be like, hey, we need some more hand-to-hand combat with knives. They should just not brought guns to the
And then
fight in general.
we need to show off that Keanu's been practicing his axe throwing at the end.
Yeah. I will.
Ski,
How old is
ski,
Keanu's
ski,
pushing 50, right?
ski. That was an awesome scene,
It was
dude.
not. It was
Yes, it was.
very forced in my eyes.
It was an
They tried to
awesome
make it cool.
scene. Holy shit, man. Like, they're
I thought it
throwing each
was.
other into the glass and,
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
pulling weapons out of it and, like, using those weapons. That's fucking awesome.
No,
You didn't
the
like it?
throwing the
Okay.
little throwing knives at each other. Yeah, missed me with that.
Tink, tink, tink,
But
tink. And then the
this
last one
was
in the head because he has to do the headshot. Come on,
has to do
man.
the headshot.
Massive. Yeah.
But this compared to the other two, this is the first one where I thought Keanu like
Looked
looked
old.
like m moved old. Like, he's still wanting to do all his old stunts, and I was like, it's just not as quick and as smooth anymore, Keanu. Especially in that when he was fighting the two guys in Zero towards the end. That looked real clunky.
He does look slower
You could
as he
say,
goes
hey, guess
along.
what? He's been fighting nonstop for like a week and he's been stabbed and shot. Maybe that'll slow him down. He won't be
Yes.
at his best.
I mean, come on, man. He's like
Yeah.
Emmitt Smith at the end of a 32 carry game. You know what I mean? It was give him some grace.
The
He's
heart's there,
he's
the
turning
body's
into
just not there.
he's turning
You know, the
into Emmitt
first
Smith of
carry
the
was spry, you know,
Yeah.
but carry 32, you know.
Hey, what do they say? That's when he's supposed to be at his best.
That's right.
That defense is worn
Yeah,
down.
they're
That's when he's
worn
at his
down
best.
and he's fresh.
And he's
Up
fresh.
in the Meadowlands, he's
Plus
fresh.
fucking the doctors, who knows what kind of drugs the doctor's giving. He's like, you'll be good for like 6 hours. Take these.
He's
It's like
Arizona
Nuprin.
Cardinals Emmitt Smith at this
Little
point.
yellow, different.
Yeah.
Different.
Wouldn't that be great if it was yellow? Oh man. That's a good by the way.
If someone had a bit of like comedy in them because
Yeah.
of the Matrix with the red pill and the blue pill, they would have just given him a little
They
yellow
did have like
Nuprin.
the one little comedy thing in this where Zero sat down right next to him on the big couch and he moved. That was it. But by the way, Ski, like you're totally right. I never thought about that. The fact that he has been on the run for like what, like 40, 72 hours straight?
Yeah, mate.
Like
Yeah, I
no
don't.
sleep. All he does is fight all day long. Like, by the way, 1 5-minute fight and you're exhausted. You're done. You like the normal person is like you can't do anything else the rest of the day. Like he is fighting all the time and the
Yeah, his
world's best
downtime.
assassins all the time.
His downtime was after the first one. He went home for like 30 minutes, got to sit for a second, and then
His house
that
got
guy
blown up.
came in and got blown up. And then this one, I guess. How long it takes to get to Casablanca? That's his downtime when he flew from New York to Casablanca.
And then he got to Casablanca, walked in the desert until he couldn't walk anymore
Yeah,
after
again,
fighting with Halle Berry and the
how
dog.
dumb
On a
is
horse with
that?
no name.
Yes. But how
Yes.
dumb is that? How do you find a guy? You don't. He finds you. What you do is you go to the desert and walk until you're almost dead and then walk some more.
Again, jumping sharks.
It's
That's
like, what if he just walked in a different direction? He just happened to be like in that general vicinity. It's like, come
And
on.
so we are to understand that he walks out there and just passes out, and then wherever he passes out,
They
the
get
high
him.
table just builds a little compound around
Yeah,
him.
apparently.
Love that. Oh my God. So the high table, we are finally introduced to the high table, I guess, with the elder, even though he doesn't really, he looks younger than John.
Younger than John.
Yeah, so the elder, and he gives him the option to, if he wants excommunicado to go away, he has to do a job for him, which is to kill Winston. He also has to cut off a finger for some reason. And
That because
John,
that was his ring finger.
so was he
My ring.
ordered to cut off that finger in particular, or
I
did he
believe
just do it?
I
That was
believe
the
that was the
agreement.
symbolism. That was the symbolism of it to
I
cut away your
understand.
wife. And now you're a killer.
I just don't remember him actually telling him to cut off that
You
finger.
gotta read between the
But
lines, man. This guy's some wandering nomad.
all right, fair enough. And so John
Can
cuts
you
off the
be a
finger.
nomad if you're not wandering?
And it's, eventually you will have to wander.
I
I
feel
don't
like
know what
he's
the rule.
like a frozen tundra where it's like a
Yeah.
double negative thing, you know?
I don't know how long you have to stay in a place to not be considered nomadic. 6 months? Is it seasonal? Does that make you nomadic only?
No, it's got to, I think it's got to be shorter than that. That
Shorter
makes
than
you,
that.
yeah, that makes you, what is it? What do they call you? Something bird. Snowbird. Just
Snowbird.
makes you a
All right.
snowbird.
All
Yeah.
right. So, all right.
yeah, is that like a profession? You could put on a W-4, you know what I mean? Like, isn't that,
Nomad.
yeah,
They
could you
used to
be a
be.
nomad?
When we were, fine with hitchhikers, you could
Yeah.
just be nomadic.
There you
Or you
go.
could be the Huns.
The Hun, yeah, that was the other one, the Huns.
The Huns.
Yeah,
like people living in tents in the Wit, do they get to like, is that what they put on their government paperwork? I wonder.
Gotta be honest with you, buddy. I don't think they're filling out paperwork.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right, fair enough. I mean, you're the one making that judgment, but that's fine.
Same.
You do
Matt,
you.
what did So the adjudicator, right? That's the
Yes.
big add-on to this one. What did she call it when she took away the
Oh, yeah.
Continental from Winston? It was another like excommunicado. It was like a
De
different
is deconsecrated.
deconsecrated. It's like,
Yeah.
come on.
Not a word. Not a
No,
word.
no. Excommunicado and deconsecrated. So yeah,
Yeah.
the she eventually took away the Continental from him because he didn't shoot John Wick after he shot the Italian dude. And so basically her whole role in this movie is going through to the big wigs and saying they either need to kill John Wick or they're going to be killed themselves. And so she did that with the Bowery King. She did that with Angelica Houston's character. She did that with Winston. And essentially put death sentences on them if they don't comply. And nobody really complied. Like, nobody did.
Oh,
So, yeah, I guess she's not
another
very. Yeah.
glaring plot hole in this one is that, Winston goes out of his way to give John the hour, right? And then immediately turns on him at the end of this movie. It's like, what if he was gonna turn on him, he didn't think that the adjudicator was gonna come through and strip his power? He had
Yeah,
to know that.
is a little confusing, right? Because like, did he know John would survive? Because he knows John has the armor plating like on his clothes, like so he knows that he knew he didn't shoot him in the head for that reason, one would assume. But like, he fell
Dude, that was
from a
a tough, that was a tough fall.
that was a tough fall onto the street, and is he just like, you know what, John Wick survives anything. If I
Yeah.
shoot him, I get the place back. And
Quick aside, how has there not been a like terrible series of movies with a washed-up star called The Adjudicator? That just feels right.
it sounds like a TNT show.
Yeah, or
USA.
something where like it doesn't
You're
actually
a
really fit.
Sedgwick's new show, the
Yeah,
adjudicator.
it doesn't necessarily fit with the actual definition of an adjudicator. But
Nathan Fillion is the
yeah.
affiliate, the adjudicator.
The adjudicator.
You're
Yeah.
absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're totally right. Oh, by the way, I did want to mention, so you both have seen Shogun, right? Okay,
Yeah.
so the star of Shogun, like the main character, not the white dude, but the main character in that, Hiroyuki Sanada was apparently supposed to play Zero in this
Oh,
movie.
yeah.
So it was not going to be Mark, pronounce his name for me,
Dacascus.
Dikoskis. Yeah, Dikoskis. It's easy. It's
Yeah.
right in front of me. Dikoskis. It was not going to be him. It was going to be Hiroyuki Sanada. But he tore his Achilles
On Shogun?
right before this
Was that
movie.
filming Shogun or was that,
That
or
I'm
Shogun
not sure
after?
about. No, I think Shogun was after.
Yeah,
Yeah,
after.
because this was 2019. So,
I will say, because I
yeah.
was thinking of like, God, I could have, they could have cast someone way better
Way
in that
cooler,
role.
and he
Like,
would have been cooler. He would have been very different because
yeah.
I think Dacascus did a little humor stuff that
Try to. It was like a
he tried
fanboy.
to.
Thinking
Super,
like the, if you
super
could have gone
forced.
guy, the guy from Warrior, because you wanted like an Asian American.
Yes,
That was,
yes.
there's a lot of, there's a big time Asian American action guys out right now that
He
you
would
could
have
have
been
gone with instead of dusting off Mark Dacascos.
great. He would have been
Yeah.
great, the guy in Warrior, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh well. Oh well. You know, it's he would have been way better, but it probably would have been very different. And he wasn't a big name yet. Like, he hadn't been in Bullet Train. Is that the one with Brad Pitt?
Yeah, Bullet
It is
Train.
Bullet Train. Yeah,
Yeah,
it's called
Bullet
Bullet
Train.
Train. I was like, that sounds like the old movie. Yeah, he hadn't been in that yet, hadn't been in Shogun yet, so it would have been different. Maybe,
Yeah.
who knows? Who knows? Yeah.
Will say, at least we got, hey, the one trope that goes through all John Wick movies, got hit by two more cars again in this movie.
Yes, he did.
That's
Not
about seven. He's been hit by about seven cars over 3 days.
two, yes. Seven cars and like the motorcycle accidents that he's in all the time and
Stair
stair
falls.
falls. Yeah.
Even this one, the falling through the glass down to the next level. It just bounces right up.
Hey, sorry,
Bounces right back
my
every
dog's
time.
chewing on stuff. Cut that shit
Yep.
out. You think you're John Wick's dog? You think you can just get away with that kind of shit? I'll throw you in the streets, bud. All right, so we're just about to grade this thing. Any other takeaways before we do that? I guess Lawrence Fishburne does survive. The Bowery King does survive. He gets the seven cuts for the seven bullets, and does survive at the end. And his whole thing is he rescues John from the street, and that's going to set up the fourth movie, is they're going to go after the High Table. So that's going to be John Wick 4. They're going to go after the High Table, and it's going to be, one would assume
Mean
Winston knew what he was doing.
New York versus the High Table. That's
New York City versus the High Table, exactly. So, all right, that's
Bing
next
bong.
week.
How many Bing bongs are we gonna get next week
How
now?
many bing
You
bongs?
fucking Jalen Brunson out there. Go
Bing
Knicks.
bong. Bing bong. Okay. So, by the way, like a bunch of guys didn't die from this movie who you thought were gonna die. So Damascus didn't die. He got stabbed with the sword,
He's dead.
but like Common, I don't know, he might not be dead. He also didn't kill the short guys, the short kings.
He left them alive,
Didn't
yeah.
kill them. Bowery King's still alive. John Wick's still alive. Winston's still alive. So
How's Mos Def doing?
he's alive. He was in the
Alive.
subway. We saw him. Yeah. All right, let's grade this thing. Whose movie is it technically?
I think technically it's mine.
I think it's technically yours. Okay, so
Yeah.
you grade first.
It's all right. I gave the first one 4.9, gave the
What's it
second
out
one
of this
four.
week?
Oh, we got to do five because there's five John Wick movies. Yep. So there you go.
I'm dropping this one down to a 4.5. I see the writing on the wall. Plot's starting to get a little loose and weird, starting to go forward big ridiculous things instead of what realistic stuff like the first ones.
I think
Four five.
I'm with you. I'm not going to give this one a five, like I gave the first two, but I'm still going to give it like a 4.8. I think some of the things in this are ridiculous and don't make sense and are dumb, but I think some of the things they added like were fucking cool. Like the horse thing really didn't do it for me at all. Like it was like,
No.
why is this in the movie? That's so dumb. But the dogs with Halle Berry's character was just awesome altogether. I thought again, they upped the action, and if they keep doing that, then the scores are going to keep being high. So, what you got, Kay?
4-4.
4.4.
It was a drop from the first two.
Yeah. And so we'll see. Fourth one's going after the High Table. I remember it being significantly longer. That's another thing that's
They've
happening in this
added
movie.
about 15
Amen.
minutes every movie so
Yeah.
far.
I believe the fourth one is like, oh, it's like 3 hours plus.
That's
So
so brutal.
it's basically Lord of the
Damn.
Rings.
God
Yeah.
damn.
That's crazy.
Oh,
It's crazy.